Efforts are underway to support the victims of a bear attack near Dawson Creek this week. Annalyn Shurtleff and Leosette Canoy were both severely injured in the attack, according to recent crowdfunding campaigns launched by friends and family on GoFundMe. Both face lengthy hospital stays and a long recovery ahead. As of yesterday, Shurtleff was in serious but stable condition at the ICU in Vancouver, according to her fundraising page. She suffered multiple lacerations and serious injuries to her scalp, and has a 50% chance of losing one of her arms due to the severity of her injuries. So far, $7,060 has been raised. The funds will be used to help with costs of travel to Vancouver, and loss of income, as Annalyn worked very hard to provide for her family and her husband has only recently started a new job, shares Deanna Rye in the campaign. And also with future recovery costs, as Annalyn faces a lengthy hospital stay and recovery process. In a separate campaign, Wenali Canoy shares that her aunt is being treated at the Royal Alexandra Hospital in Edmonton. So far, $4,755 has been raised. Police say the two women were critically injured Monday evening after a black bear attacked them while they were hiking the cross-country ski club trails on Bear Mountain, south of Dawson Creek. The bear then guarded the victims from rescuers until it was shot dead. The BC Conservation Officer Service says the group of four turned and ran when the bear charged them. The service says the bear chased them and attacked one woman, while another woman and a teenage boy were injured trying to help her. The Mounties say officers shot and killed the animal, making way for the victims to be airlifted to hospital with life-threatening injuries. No other bears were found during a sweep of the area. The group had been hiking the trails to look for locations for autumn photos with all the fall colors, Rye said in the post on GoFundMe. With files from the Canadian press.